From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Anna Sirianni. Missouri lawmakers have voted for two anti-abortion bills and discussed another on informed consent. The Columbia Missourian reports the House Children and Families Committee yesterday discussed a bill that would mandate physicians conduct a risk factor evaluation on women who come to them seeking an abortion. This would require physicians to screen for and discuss possible complications. Sarah Baker is a policy director for the ACLU of Missouri. She testified against the bill. She said it's unconstitutional and interferes with common law surrounding the doctor's discretion. The committee also advanced House Bill 126. It requires a fetal heartbeat detection test prior to abortion, and House Bill 680, which would prevent an abortion from being performed if it's been determined that the fetus can experience pain. The bills will next be heard on the House floor. Some Republican lawmakers in Missouri want to end a tax break for low-income senior citizens who live in rental housing. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Republican Senator Wayne Walling Ford is sponsoring the measure to make the tax credit only available to homeowners during the 2019 tax year. The proposal would save the state about $52 million, marking the latest attempt by the GOP-led legislature to limit benefits for the elderly and disabled. Wallingford says Missouri can't afford the program, under which an estimated 91,000 low-income seniors who rent qualify for an average credit of roughly $500. Democratic Senator Jamila Nasheed says she's been fighting opposition to the tax credit for a decade. Nasheed plans to end the legislation through a filibuster. The Columbia City Council has unanimously voted to establish tobacco retailer licenses in the city. Tobacco retailers will need to have licenses and will face minimum fines if they sell to people under 21. The licenses are free. James Greer is the Vice President of Supply and Government Affairs at MFA Oil. The company owns Breaktime Gas Stations, which is a tobacco retailer. Greer opposed the measure.
I object to the fact that one person, up to three persons, can suspend someone's license for no reason other than the fact that they don't like that retailer, the way this proposed ordinance is written.
The ordinance, approved Monday, allows the city government to identify and locate all tobacco retailers. The ordinance takes effect June 30th. Kansas City Zoo officials say a polar bear at the zoo has been euthanized because she was suffering from liver cancer. The officials said in a written statement that the bear, Bam Bam, was euthanized last night after tests showed she had untreatable liver cancer. Zoo officials said Bam Bam, who was 31, was healthy until recently. Preliminary tests done this week showed her liver was failing, and further tests confirmed the illness. The bear came to Kansas City last spring from Omaha's Henry Doorly Zoo, where she was born in November 1987. She joined Berlin, a 29-year-old female, in Kansas City. Anna Sirianni, KBIA News, Columbia.